We're talking with Howard Kalin, lead singer of the Turtles. Howard, the book. What part of the book made the lawyers the most nervous?
I gotta say the wives.
The wives.
Plural, okay. Wives, as in cinco.
Okay. You weren't too...
I think that, but they had a feeling that I had harsh words to say, or that one or more of them may come back at me for something derogatory that I might have mentioned about our relationship. And I keep reminding these legal people that, but they were Mrs. Kalin at that time, and mm-hmm. certainly that counts for something. And all the lawyers go, yeah, that kind of does. So... Well, that's in limbo right now. There are a lot of other things. This is not the Tommy James book. This is not, you know, I Married the Mob. But certainly if you made records in the 60s and 70s, whether you knew it or not, you married the mob. So there's some of that in there, too. Not that it still doesn't go on, and not that I'm still not married and very happily so. But I'm just yes. trying to save those knees.
Yeah,
I think everybody is going to be a little shocked and a little stunned. I hope. Mm-hmm. I've had people that read the book. Grown men tell me that there are chapters that literally made them cry. Wow. Episodes with Frank and Harry Nilsson and Mark Bolan and sort of intimate stories from my past that nobody else knows. I had to get it out there. I had to get these stories off my chest. I don't care if this book's a giant selling machine. You know, this is not going to compete with any Harry Potter sequel. This is just me. But if you want that, it's got a beautiful cover that Cal Schenkel designed. All the Mothers of Invention covers and stuff were done by Cal, a brilliant guy.
Cool.
And a really funny foreword that Penn Jillette wrote. And it's got 34 pictures in full and blazing color. And, you know, if you want it, there it is. If you don't, you've long tuned out.
You are, and I say this without reservation, the best storyteller that I've ever met in my years in the business. You tell a story. Oh, listen to that humility kicking in. You can tell a story like nobody else I've ever known that's been on tour before in a rock and roll band. You're just phenomenal at it, so I'm really looking forward to the book.
Well, thank you, sir. I think all those stories are in there and more, and I'm thrilled I get a chance to do this at the start of next month, in fact, on April 2nd.
Yeah.
I'm doing a, this is really nuts, an American Express charity concert at the Grammy Museum
wow.
in Los Angeles
wow.
that's an evening with. So I'm going to be, I'm bringing a little band, but we're going to do projections and question and answers and book readings and stuff like that. And it's all American Express card members and stuff for the first 20 days. And then after, I think, 10 days out, they release tickets to the public. So, it's, you know, for me, that's unbelievable. That's great. And doing that up here in Seattle, too, at the Experience Music Project, the day the book comes out. So, and I'm traveling back and forth, and I'm doing a lot of radio stuff, and I've never had to answer book questions before. So it's a brand new thing for me, and I'm loving it.
And your new phrase is, it's in the book.
Everything's in the book, babe. Hey, how did you... Oh, it's in the book. Did you really get the name Flo? It's in the book. What was Frank's... It's in the book. Let me get to my room.
Your escapades at the White House?
Oh.
In the book.
That starts it off, baby.
Does it?
I figure there's no better way to kick it off. In fact,
yes.
If you want to read that very chapter in its entirety... The start of that book itself, the entire first chapter, is available online
now?
At rollingstone.com.
Cool. Now?
Right now, right this minute, go to rollingstone.com, and there I am. Scroll down, you'll see my book cover, in fact, and hit it to read the first chapter.
Exciting. I gotta say, and then I'll let you go, Howard, gotta say, one of your lines on your resume is that, you bagged Yoko Ono.
Yes, bagged, literally, not in any sexual sense.
Yes.
Literally put her in a bag and sealed it, and wished I could have done more at the time. But it wasn't soundproof. It was just a burlap bag. I'm proud to say, though, that I was the guy who pulled it up over her head. That's in the book. It's in the book. But it's been on YouTube for years. You can go and see that very concert at the Fillmore where she's just standing there and pull the bag over her head and then actually move the microphone closer to her.
Oh.
What was I thinking?
Howard Kalin of the Turtles, looking forward to seeing you at the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday, August 4.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody. Bye.